Good morning. Select mid caps and small caps are seeing solid price target upgrades. Metal stocks are in for some profit taking. Cement price hikes are likely to lift stocks in a depressed market. And Vodafone Idea fundraising talks hit a hurdle. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the markets. Dalal Street might just start from where it had left on Thursday, with another bout of correction looking imminent this morning. Nifty futures on Singapore Exchange traded some 157 points lower ahead of the opening of Indian markets, signaling further sell-off. Asian stocks followed US peers lower after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell avoided any indication that the US Central Bank might step up bond purchases to hold down longer-term interest rates. Oil prices gained towards the $65 per barrel mark after the OPEC Plus alliance surprised traders with its decision to keep output unchanged. The US dollar strengthened nearly 1%, rising against nearly all major peers, but the Bitcoin fell with other risk assets. Bullion is coming under pressure. In international markets, gold price dropped 0.4% this morning to $1,692 per ounce. That said, here's what else is making news. Select mid-cap and small-cap stocks are seeing solid price target upgrades after December quarter earnings, as their prospects have improved with the economy showing signs of being on the mend. Stocks like NCC, KNR Constructions, JK Lakshmi Cement, and Timken India are among those that have seen their consensus price targets rise 25 to 60% since the 1st of January, according to Bloomberg estimates. Among large cap stocks, SBI has seen the biggest target price upgrade. The list may just show you where to look in the opening sell-off. Cement stocks are also having their day in the sun. They surged on Thursday, bucking the declining trend in other frontline shares after leading manufacturers raised retailing prices of the primary building material in the peak season for construction. The move, according to analysts, points to both lower competitive intensity and better than expected demand revival. The prices climbed by about 20 to 30 rupees per bag or up to 600 rupees per ton in the south and 10 to 15 rupees per bag in other states, as leading manufacturers passed on some of the input cost increases. Tata's have put to rest all speculation around a partnership with Tesla. Tata Sons chairman N. Chandrasekaran said on Wednesday that there was no dialogue with the Elon Musk-owned car company for a partnership in India. He also said Tata will do it on its own and confirmed the group's aggressive plans for Tata Motors and its British subsidiary Jaguar Land Rover in the electric vehicles space. Well, it remains to be seen if this clarity can dampen some of the euphoria that we have seen on Tata Motors stock in recent weeks. Vodafone Idea's big ticket fundraising plans have hit an air pocket following differences with key members of the prospective lenders consortium, such as Oak Hill and Varde Partners, over funding terms and furnishing of guarantees in case of payment defaults. While talks between the two sides have not fallen through completely, the telecom joint venture between UK's Vodafone Group and Aditya Birla Group is already exploring other potential funding partners and is confident of securing funding by the end of this month. Lastly, metal stocks such as Hindalco, Vedanta, Hindustan Copper and Nalco could be in for a bout of profit booking, as rising US bond yields are causing a global sell-off in the dollar-denominated assets. Market strategists expect a short-term correction of 5.5 to 12% in these stocks from recent record highs. Selling pressure in the stocks was evident in the higher delivery volumes versus the 3-month average, as some of these stocks corrected 1.5 to 5% on Thursday. Well, be cautious over there. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Wipro has announced acquisition of London-based global management and tech consultancy Capco for $1.5 billion to bolster its presence in the BFSI space. A consortium led by Foresight Group may rope in a private equity investor as it readies a war chest to acquire Shipping Corporation of India that has been put up for privatization. Metal tycoon Lakshmi Mittal has revived plans to build a steel plant in the iron ore-rich Odisha as he doubles down on his bet on India. Anil Ambani-led Reliance Power has said the company, along with its partner JERA of Japan, has achieved financial closure for its 745-megawatt Bangladesh unit. Bank of Baroda, the lead lender heading the resolution for Reliance Home Finance, has petitioned the Delhi High Court asking it to vacate its stay on disposal of assets of the Anil Ambani firm in a case involving intercorporate deposits of Shapoorji Pallonji Group. Do also check out more than 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all market news through the day. Happy investing!